Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Thus far in our series on the Beatitudes, or the beautiful attitudes as they're sometimes referred to, we've seen Jesus teaching around meekness, mercy, purity, and peacefulness. And now we come to blessed are those who are persecuted. For those are the six, perhaps solemn words we most easily remember. But how does being persecuted fit as an attitude? Jesus said, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, because of right living. And let's our focus therefore be on right living and make that our attitude. The battle between right and wrong is such that where you find righteousness, all too frequently you will find persecution as well. Persecution is a consequence or a symptom of an ongoing battle between right and wrong. This verse is not therefore an instruction to go and find persecution, but rather a warning that if we seek to lead right lives under God, so persecution may well come and find us. And shortly we'll explore real cases where that's happening. Let's think of some biblical examples. From Genesis 4, we have the battle of good v. evil, with Cain murdering his brother Abel, because Cain was jealous of his brother's offering to God. We can see through Jesus' ministry the opposition that he faced, leading to his death. The Jewish community could not accept God's authority in the person of Jesus, preferring rather their own religiosity. The arguments ranged on, and we're going to read, Joe's going to read now for us the words of Stephen in the Acts of the Apostles. It's Acts 7, verses 51 to 58.
Stephen said, you stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one, and now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through angels, but have not obeyed it. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet. of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep.
Saul became Paul, and writing to Timothy, he says, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That's 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Right and wrong cannot abide each other. Johnny's sermon from Romans 1 a couple of weeks ago makes that very point. Where there is goodness, evil will push back, frequently in the form of persecution. We're going to look at some examples. Take what's happening in China. The Chinese Communist Party introduced stringent new regulations in February 2020, giving it control, so it attempted, over almost every aspect of religious life. The measures state religious organizations must submit to the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party. Since 2018, there has been intensification of government action against unofficial congregations. Many house churches have been shut and members arrested and imprisoned. In March 2019, all churches in Yuan County, Henan Province, were ordered to replace the Ten Commandments with quotes from President Xi. And in Jiangxi Province, biblical paintings in some churches were replaced with portraits of the president. The organization Open Doors works to support persecuted Christians, and we're just going to show a short video linking five further examples.
What would you do if your faith put you in danger? If it meant facing insults and abuse, not getting a job or education, being assaulted, imprisoned, even killed? Hundreds of millions of Christians live in countries where choosing to follow Jesus means danger and persecution. And these are the five countries where their faith costs the most. Number five, Pakistan, where Christians can be falsely accused of blasphemy. They are denied education and work opportunities. Churches are bombed. Christians are jailed on false charges. But Pakistani Christians are determined to meet to worship. Number four, Libya, where there are only some 150 Libyan Christians. Churches for Libyans are forbidden. Christian migrants are targeted, executed by militants or sold into slavery. But Libyans are coming to Christ through TV, radio, and web. Number three, Somalia, where Christians can be killed on the spot. All citizens are assumed to be Muslims. Militant groups want to eradicate all Christians. Owning a Bible can mean instant execution. But Christians meet in secret, and many Muslims seek Christ. Number two, Afghanistan, where Christians have to hide, even after death. Islamic extremism is everywhere. Christians are buried as Muslims because their relatives would be punished. But people still meet Christ in dreams. Number one, North Korea, where leaders are worshipped like gods. There is no freedom. People live under constant surveillance. 50 to 70,000 Christians are imprisoned. But in prisons and safe houses, North Koreans are coming to Christ. Open Doors exists to strengthen and support persecuted Christians wherever they are and for as long as they need it. Through the gifts and prayers of Open Doors supporters, our global underground networks are able to reach millions of Christians with food and medicine, spiritual care, smuggle Bibles and Christian books, training and legal advice. Homes are rebuilt, lives are rescued, churches restored. For over 60 years, Open Doors has stood with Christians whose faith puts them in danger, who dare to share Jesus, no matter the cost. Because as Christians, we are family, one body, one church. And when your family is in danger, there's only really one question to ask. What will you do?
We're going to include prayers for those countries in a short while. Just thinking through, the right So that wrong takes up the fight against right in the form of persecution can actually encourage us to realize how powerful and great goodness is. Desperate measures are being taken in China to try and suppress God. Those measures are failing, and they will fail. But it's the promise that Jesus makes that is our inspiration. For Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." As much as wrong detests right, so right abhors the wrong. And through the saving work of Jesus, right has come out on top. And so Jesus says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And I was thinking about that, and when we say the Lord's Prayer, we frequently say, thine be the kingdom. But here, the promise of Jesus is, theirs is the kingdom. Jesus is promising, I will share my kingdom with you. Jesus, likewise, in his conversation with the convicted robber on the cross, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replying, I tell you the truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise. And let's look back at what Stephen saw. Stephen looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Theirs is the kingdom. That is our destiny. It means that our future is assured. It also means that our present is assured. According to one website, there are 3,573 promises from God in the Bible that we can rely upon. To quote David Williamson from last Sunday, Christians are in sensationally good hands. So as we read this verse in the Beatitudes, let's not our emphasis be on persecution, but rather the pursuit of righteousness and the promise we have to come. As we seek to do what is right, as our attitudes are the pursuit of righteousness and injustice, we may well see that persecution comes and finds us. But let us rejoice in our inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.